Kanye went on a rant, which he says he hates calling it a rant, but he says it's just another level of social consciousness, which I do believe sometimes it is. And I do believe I have my own take. I want to get you guys' take. You can call me at 1-877-727-7746. But listen to this.
And I'm telling you, I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now, who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more? Or do you want to marginalize me till I'm out of my moment?
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
Halfway.
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Kanye.
I've been doing this more than you.
Doing what you ain't got. Come on, chill out.
You
bro.
Ain't got the answers.
Kanye,
you ain't got the answers.
Bro, I'm asking you.
You
a
ain't
question.
Been doing the education.
Bro.
You ain't been doing the education.
Kanye, calm down.
You don't have the answers, though.
Calm down.
Because you're trying to give me advice about something.
No,
you ain't,
no.
You ain't got the answers. You ain't spent $13 million of your own money trying to empower
right.
yourself.
Yes, but I spent hundreds of thousands and putting out clothing lines at a smaller degree. All I'm asking you,
it ain't Ralph though. It ain't Ralph
but
level.
Let me ask you this: I'm asking.
What's
you,
the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Oh no!
You know
because I lost money, but that's not
exactly. That, and I could lose money on a higher level too.
And that's
don't
what
think
I'm
just
you.
Because
wait, hold
don't
hold
think
hold
because
hold
I got the most or the least money.
Let me finish my question, dog.
Man, no, man.
Let me hear the question.
You don't have
man.
The answers.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question. Why is it that you can't? You have money, you have investors.
I just told you, I lost the money because I did not have the knowledge
okay,
of how
so
to do it the right
money,
way.
So you don't have the money to do it. That's your answer. You ain't got...
Uh-oh, way to go, Albert.
Okay. No, it's okay. I got it. All right, so anyway...
Sway Calloway, MTV Sway Calloway got a little heated
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
But you know what? When he said his clothing line, I was thinking, what clothing line? I was thinking the same.
Wow.
We haven't. I was thinking the same
it ain't
thing.
Ain't on Ralph level. What's
it's,
the name
we
of
We never heard of
line?
It. We never heard of it, to be honest.
Okay, so I imagine you want to get your take. Go ahead, 1-877-PARTIAL. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How are you all doing?
Hey, Tracy.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, so here's my take on it. I think that if anybody comes at Kanye with any kind of level of education or common sense, he feels threatened and he acts like a child and wants to have a tantrum that will divert attention from what he really cannot answer.
Well, but part of that might be true, Tracy. But he really, truly believes that he's Michelangelo.
He thinks he's Warhol.
I really
can't believe the way he acted on you all's show last week, considering the last time you all interviewed him, he blew up on Shaquana. I cannot believe that that's a different Kanye.
But you know what? Listen.
He's the same Kanye.
He's the same guy. He's
trust me, he's the same. Because guess what? After the show, he came back in here as passionate. He's like, wait, y'all can't wait till you see this next. You didn't hear it because he came back off air. He's passionate.
The thing that I have a little better understanding, and I'm not going to say I totally understand, or do I agree with everything that he says, but I think the big thing with him is this dude is passionate about what he says.
He's so passionate.
And he really believes it.
But people...
They're arguing over designer clothes.
Yeah, over Yeezys and Nike.
Which at the end of the day means absolutely nothing to 89% of my audience.
And guess what? Mark Parker, who he's really upset with, CEO of Nike, could care damn less. He's been running Nike for 30 years. He's not worried about Kanye. But you know what he came in here and said, Russ? The thing he said was, why is it that I can't say, he said this off air to us personally, why can't I say I'm Warhol?
Right.
Why can't I say, why is it bad if I say this?
He dug the interview with us because we didn't sit up and try to fight him.
Right.
Because everybody tries to make a name for themselves by getting him riled up, getting him all turned up.
But
see, I don't think Sway was doing that.
I don't think he did at first, but then he got caught up.
Calm down.
Because Sway is a very good interviewer.
Right.
He got caught up in his feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kanye was right. Who are you to tell me
that
how to do it? You're not on this level.
Yeah.
And everyone who's on the side looking in always have advice for the person who's really in that position.
Spend your money. Will you spend your money,
Russ?
Spend
yours.
But I do agree with Kanye there.
That's what I'm telling you. I do, too.
I'm losing on a bigger level.
Right.
Exactly.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, hi. This is Casey from Baltimore. My comment is that I think that everyone should just leave him alone. I personally think Kanye is a musical genius. I think he's the Picasso of our artistic world. It's ridiculous to me. And, I mean, he's making his money, and everyone just keeps commenting. And it's like you want to see him turn into this monster. And it's like just leave him alone.
Can I say this? I also think that he kind of likes turning into that monster.
I think he does too.
I think it does. It boosts his ego. And I'm like, he won't do it if you guys don't keep feeding into it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's how I
feel. But you know what? I kind of like it because I'm hearing something that you don't hear. You know, this is a strong, opinionated person that obviously reads. You know, he's well read and he's researched. But yeah, sometimes when somebody paints him in a corner, he goes left like that.
But that here's the other thing, Russ. Let me ask you this: did Picasso have to say, "I'm the greatest"? Did Andy Warhol say, "I'm the greatest"?
Yeah, I'm just asking. Kind of crazy.
Most geniuses are.
Right. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Can I help you?
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to comment on Kanye.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say, family, I don't think that it's what Kanye is saying. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just how he's saying it. It's the packaging. You're going to catch a whole lot more flies with sugar honey than you are with it. Mm-hmm.
Right. And trust me, he's calculated. You know,
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he gets in his feelings.
The reason he gets upset is because he has all this money, he has all this stature, but he still can't do what he wants to do.
The dude was ready for him. Mm-hmm. He's calculated. He knows what he's doing. Come on, this dude is strategic. He knows that if I scream louder than you, and what he did is he diffused any other arguments or questions that Shui had for him later.
Right.
So now you got to deal with what he has on the table now. See, me as an interviewer, what I do, you guys know my technique. I get you in, kiss your ass a little bit, right? And then I start sneaking in some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you're also different because you don't, if he leave, we'll buy a Negro buy. You say, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's also like, all right, you Kanye West, we're the Russ Part Morning Show. Big deal. Keep it moving.
Yeah, but the point is that there's ways to do it. There's different techniques. And I think Sway is an excellent interviewer. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But he got caught because now Sway can't ask him about Kim. He can't, and maybe he did later. I don't know. I don't know how long the interview was. Now he can't ask about controversial stuff because now Kanye owns the interview. That's how that worked. Go ahead, Freitas.
Catch G, if you can, says, I think that we as adults need to stop coddling him. He's too grown for tantrums or on or off air. We're making excuses for him. Dave the Dude says, Kanye is who he is. He's so passionate. He's easy to troll. He does seem to wear his heart on his shoulders. He puts the strings on himself. His Medici line, blacks didn't get. You know, the thing about Kanye is he is well-read. I'm like, who the hell is Mark Parker?
But let me just tell you this. He's interesting. And that's and you know what? The craziness and all that, man, it's like if we didn't have it, life would be just a little bit boring. I mean, it really is. And we can call him crazy, but he thinks everybody else is crazy. That's why I said, you know, well, you're crazy.
Crazy.
He said, well, I know everybody else. I'm normal. Y'all crazy.
You did call him crazy. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that?
I'm just kidding.
No, you weren't.